Welcome to this edition of PowerPoint with Jack Graham. A little later in the program, we'll tell you how you can get a copy of Dr. Graham's book, Marriage by the Book. But first, here's Dr. Graham with his message, When a Man Loves a Woman.
Begin finding in your Bibles, Ephesians chapter 5. God is a God of relationships, and He wants your relationships, home, marriage, family, parents and children, He wants all of your relationships to succeed, not just to survive, but to thrive. God wants husbands and wives to be more than just roommates, but to share love and life together for a lifetime, and to glorify God in doing this. Now, it's possible to have good relationships without knowing Christ and following Christ, but it is difficult. And typically it's a bad start to a marriage and typically a bad ending without Christ. And so you need Jesus at the center of your life and at the foundation of your family and your home. And today, as we talk about the role of the husband and man's responsibility to love the lady in his life, all the days of their lives together, I discovered that the word husband is from the German language originally. It has a root in their German language from the word Hausband. Hausband. Picturing, it's a word picture of a band around the house, around the home. So the husband is the one who encircles the home with his love, his leadership, and binds the family together, bonds the family together, belts us together. So husbands, it begins with us. Men, it starts with you and me. And therefore, beginning in verse 25 of Ephesians 5, husbands, love your wives, how? As Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to him in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. And in the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself, for no one hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast, say that together, hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, that I'm saying that it refers to Christ and the church. However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. I want to say three things. One, when a man loves a woman, he provides authority. Now, fasten your pew belts. Authority. Because in the design and plan of God, he has chosen and called and commanded the man, the husband, to love and lead his family, to be the head of the home. Now, in life, everything is organized, from creation to home and family to business, and everything has to have a head. Dr. Adrian Rogers used to say, anything with no head is dead. Anything with two heads is a freak. So you have to have one head. There's one quarterback on a team. There is one who is assigned the authority to lead the family. Now, this does not mean in the headship, and by the way, you say, well, why did God choose the man? I don't know. You can ask him when you get to heaven. But in the plan and the providence of God, he has said that a man should lead his family. This is the essential principle in life. It is the principle of authority. And if you don't learn to live in this culture under authority, you're going to live, therefore, in rebellion and ultimately chaos. And that's what we have so often in our culture today, because no one is leading. No one is stepping up to the challenge. In marriage, the Bible is clear. Paul said, husbands, lead your wives, love your wives. A wife should submit to her husband, and a husband should lead their families. To add to this, 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 3. This is a verse you should mark in your Bibles. It says, I want you to know that the head of every man is Christ. The head of the woman is man. And the head of Christ is God. Now, what does this mean? Because if we can determine what this verse means, then it helps us understand the whole idea of headship. Christ is the head of the man is the head of the woman, and God is the head of Christ. Now, the Bible teaches that God is one in three persons. We know this as the Holy Trinity. And God is co-eternal, co-essential, and co-equal, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Son is not lesser than the Father. The Father is not greater than the Spirit. In terms of equality, their essence, who they are one and co-eternal and co-equal. So when God became a man, when the Son came to earth, He laid aside many of the privileges of His deity. He never laid aside His deity, but He laid aside many of the privileges, the dignity. He did lay aside that, the dignity of His deity. He laid aside His many of the privileges and lived as a man. And He submitted His way, His will, to the word of the Father, to the will of the Father. Now, not for one second, not for one skinny second, did Jesus become less than God Himself. But He willingly chose to obey the Father. And so when the scripture says God is the head of Christ, it's exactly what it's talking about. And so God, Jesus, is not inferior in any way to the eternal head, who is God the Father. Now, apply that to marriage, is what the scripture is doing. When the scripture says man is the head of the woman, the head of the wife, it does not mean that the wife is in any way inferior to the man. In fact, in some ways, intellectually, spiritually, the woman may be superior to the man, but equal. Man and woman. In fact, in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 7, we are told that women are heirs with men in the grace of life. Joint heirs in the grace of life. In Christ, we are one. There is no male. There is no female. But in the divine strategy, in the divine plan for marriage, God has established the man, the male, the husband, as the head of the home. Different roles, different responsibilities. And when that gets out of balance in some way, that's when the trouble begins. And therefore, the wife is to willingly respond, as verse 33 of chapter 5 says, see that the wife respects her husband. God made the woman not only physically but spiritually and emotional as a responder to the leadership and the love of the man. I, as a man, am under authority. I am under the authority of Jesus Christ. And there is a principle in life regarding authority, and that it is this: you cannot be over until you are under. And when I am under Christ, when I am a man under God, under his authority, then I am then given the authority and the responsibility in willingly obeying God to lead my own family, to man up and lead. And our wives, the ladies in our lives to whom we are married, need us, men, to provide that sense of authority which brings security and well-being and strength to the family.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and his message, When a Man Loves a Woman. Pastor, this month, we have a special gift for our listeners who give a gift to PowerPoint. It's your book, Marriage by the Book. What can you tell us about this great resource?
Building a strong foundation for your marriage to stand in tough times, to stand day to day, requires some building. And that means hard work. But if you take your relationship back to God and form it around His Word, well, that's the only way that you can build a happy marriage that really lasts, and your love will be fulfilling. I want to empower you and your marriage by sending you a copy of my book, Marriage by the Book. In it, you will find time-tested principles of God's Word for building an unshakable marriage. I'll send you a copy of Marriage by the Book as thanks for your support to keep PowerPoint on the air and sharing God's Word with the world. So please call today to give a gift and request your copy of Marriage by the Book, and you will help us reach even more people with the good news of Jesus Christ till the whole world hears.
Call today and get your copy of Marriage by the Book as our thank you for your gift. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. Or text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131. Now let's get back to today's message, When a Man Loves a Woman.
Now, I should say that this only applies, this principle of authority, woman to the man as the head, applies only in the context of Christian marriage. Doesn't apply in the business world, where a woman can certainly assume great responsibility and lead corporations and be CEOs and presidents and the like. It doesn't apply in the business world in the sense that it applies in the marriage. And certainly as a woman, it doesn't mean that you just do anything your husband says, especially if it is dishonoring to God or disobedient to God. We must obey God and not man first. But having said that, as a leader, I must be willing to accept authority and assume authority. Now, if you have to beat on your chest and swag around and tell everybody in your household that you're in charge, guess what? You're not. What do leaders do? Leaders lead. And that includes seeking the godly counsel of those around us, starting with our own wives. Because my wife is an equal partner and a joint heir with me in the grace of life, I want to know what she thinks. I value her input. Men, if you're smart, if you're a leader in your family, you will include your wife in sharing life together and leading your family. Why would you ignore the advice of such a capable woman that God has put in your life? So come, bring it with authority. Bring the strength of your leadership. Bring the strength of your position. And bring it with the responsibility that God has given you. Love your wife with a sense of authority. But secondly, when a man loves a woman, he provides security. This is why the Apostle Paul said, love your wife as Christ has loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might present it before the Father. In other words, the whole idea is that as Christ has loved us, we are to love our wives and be prepared to present before God a godly wife, a godly woman, a godly family. We're to love our wives. How? As Christ loved the church. How did Christ love the church? He loved us selflessly, sacrificially. He laid down his life on the cross. God loved us before We loved him. It was a seeking love, a selfless love, as Christ has loved the church. The problem that we all face in life, and certainly in marriage and family, is selfishness. Paul mentions that we all love our own bodies. We all love self. So we must overcome ourselves and the obstacle of a self-willed, self-life, self-lived life in order to love our wives and to share life, where it's just not all about me and what I want and what I think. That's the way Christ has loved us. And the greatest laboratory for life and the greatest opportunity, men, that we have to deny self is in loving and serving our wives. That brings security. If you love her like that, she's not going to be constantly afraid that you're leaving, whether or not you're going to be faithful or not, because you love her unconditionally. You know, the world's love says, I love you if. I love if you love me. I love if you love me back. I love if you love you if you're pretty. I love you whatever if. Or the world says, I love you because. I love you because you make me feel better. I love you because you make a lot of money. Or I love you because you're beautiful. All of those things, that's, I love you if, that's conditional. I love you because, that's conditional. But love, God's love is unconditional. Just love her. And when he says, hold fast to your wife, I had you repeat that when we were there. Hold fast. Hold her close. Hold her near. Hold her dear. Love her as Christ has loved us. Tall orders. But we have been given the Spirit of Christ. In fact, all of this passage in Ephesians 5 is written in the context of Spirit-filled living. Ephesians 5:18, be filled with the Holy Spirit. That means to be under the control of the Spirit of God. To live in His presence, to live in His power. Christ has promised us strength. When we say, I can't, He says, yes, you can, because I will. His deity inhabits our humanity. And therefore we can. So don't tell me you can't love your wife. Don't say, I just don't love her anymore. Because my answer is going to be, then learn to love her. Restore your love, renew your love. Well, I can't. Yes, you can. Love your wife. This isn't a suggestion. This isn't an option. This is a command from God. After all, your wife has given herself to you. She's given her life to you. She's taken your name. She's borne your children. She's prayed for you. She's loved you, even when you weren't that lovable. Hold fast to your wife. She is a treasure. Paul speaks here in Ephesians 5 that, see those words, nourish and cherish in verse 29, just as we would nourish and cherish our own lives. Turn that around and nourish and cherish your wife. She is God's treasure to you. That means honor her publicly in the words that you speak of her, privately in the words that you say to her. Give her honor. That's what a man does. So when a man loves a woman, there is a sense of authority. When a man loves a woman, there is this sense of security. And when a man loves a woman, he gives her this sense of purity. He speaks of sanctifying her, verse 26, and cleansing her with the washing of water by the word. Now, what does that mean? That means that we are to be the spiritual cleansing agent of our wives, our children, that we have the responsibility, men, of not only being a protector and a provider, but to being a prophet and a priest in our homes. You, sir, are to shepherd your family. Where did we get the idea that women should be more spiritual than men? You are to be the one who guides and leads like a shepherd, to equip your wife and kids and present them like Christ presents his bride, the church, as a beautiful testimony of the cleansing, consecrating power of God. When I stand before God, and when you stand before God, it's not gonna be about how much money I made, how successful I was at what I did, but are my wife and my children standing as testimonies from generation to generation, a beautiful expression of the love of Christ? You could look into the face of a woman, a wife, and see what's going on in their marriage. Husbands, that is our responsibility. Whether there's joy and life and love in that home or not. To boldly say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Love her, lead her, pray for her, worship with her. I believe most every man listening to me wants to have a godly home and a great marriage. You want to love your family. In fact, you would lay down your life for your family. But men, there are some other kinds of intruders that are on the prowl. Satan himself wants to destroy your wife and your kids and you. And he is prowling around your house and your marriage and your family, seeking whom he may devour. And men, we can't be asleep. We have to be willing to fight for our families, to protect our families. This is a purifying love that provides correction and instruction against the evil influences and forces that would do our families harm. And we men should be the ones saying, let's pray together. We are the ones who should be saying, let's see what God's word has to say about this decision we're making. We men are the ones who should say, all right, everybody get up. We're on our way to worship God together. We should be the ones setting an example, setting the pace for our wives and our kids in service and in ministry of Christ and his church. So the question is, are you doing that? Are you doing that in the power of Christ? And under the filling of the Spirit, under the authority of God in your life, are you giving your family authority, leadership? Are you giving your wife and your children security by sacrificial, selfless, steadfast, sanctifying, purifying love? And are you giving them a sense of purity in presenting them before God? Your family serving the Lord together.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham, and today's message, When a Man Loves a Woman. Does your marriage ever feel like a struggle? Does living through financial worries, stress at work, and family issues ever leave you wondering if your marriage could actually survive? Pastor Jack Graham knows that the only way to build a strong marriage that withstands all of life's stresses is by going straight to God's Word. That's why he started in Scripture to write his book, Marriage by the Book. We'll send you a copy of this empowering resource as thanks for your donation today. So call today and request your copy of Marriage by the Book when you give. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website, again, is jackgraham.org. Pastor, what is your PowerPoint for today?
It is so critical for men today to connect with the Bible, God's Word, and to build their life, their home, and family on the foundation of faith that we find in the Scripture. The Bible tells us that it's the man's role to love and lead his wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. And what it means to love and lead your family is that you take responsibility to be the spiritual head of your home and to receive from God the authority to guide your family God's way. This doesn't mean inequality between a man and a woman, not for one second. Men and women are created in the image of God. But what it does mean is that men are ordained by God to serve their wife and family by providing leadership, direction, provision, and protection. And I guarantee you that when men understand their God-given role in the marriage and family, we'll see healthier children, lower divorce rates, and more peace and harmony in our communities. Thank you for the opportunity to once again bring the Word of God into your life. And it would be a pleasure to get to know you better. And one way that we can do that is through social media and through the connections that are provided for us online. For example, you can go online right now at jackgraham.org, and there are resources there available, information for you as you follow Christ, and instruction and teaching and encouragement as you follow Christ. For those of you who are regular listeners to our program, there is an opportunity online for you to donate, and we do appreciate your financial support. Obviously, we're counting on your prayers, and we will pray for you. If you will just let us know how and give us your prayer request online, I promise you there are people who will pray for you faithfully and diligently. And another way we can connect is on Twitter and Facebook. I would love to have you follow me on Twitter and to be a friend on Facebook. Let's do it. Let's get to know each other. Let's partner together for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
And that is today's PowerPoint. Remember, when you give a gift to PowerPoint, we'll send you Dr. Graham's book, Marriage by the Book, as our way of saying thanks. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. Or text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131. And remember, PowerPoint is a member of the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. Well, next time, Dr. Graham brings a message about how husbands can truly love their wives. That's next time on PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is sponsored by PowerPoint Ministries.